Seesaw.
Seesaw? You ever call it a riding horse?
Riding horse. Well, they call it that. We used to call it seesaw. They used to ride. Someone get on one end, the other on the other end.
And if you had a plank on a post or a pole, and
that was
run around.
Plank on a pole.
Yes, instead of going up and down, it would go around.
Around. I don't believe I remember that. Anything like that.
Call it a flying.
Flying guinea?
Flying guinea.
Oh, now that's what. Now, that made me think of it. Now, this, that's what we call this, when you'd put this, we'd go to the woods, you know, and the boys would, and cut down a tree, cut off a stump, you know, and make the, cut a long piece of the sapling, we call it, you know, and make that, and one on each end of it go round and round and round. Uh-huh. That's what we call that, you know.
Flying guinea.
Flying guinea.
Uh-huh. And the piece of stone that you use to sharpen your knives on?
That was called a whip rock.
Whip rock?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And in the old days when you had wooden fences, would you tell me something about them?
That was rails.
Uh-huh.
Wooden fence, the rails were split out of timber. They cut down the trees and cut the length of the rails that they wanted, you know. And then they'd call them gluts. G-L-U-T-S, gluts, wooden things about this long, you know, and you put them in, and then they had an iron wedge that was made out of iron about this wide at one end, and then a kind of a head at the other end, and you'd hit that with a maul and put these gluts and things in there and split that timber and make rails the size you wanted them. Now, you can't understand that because you don't know anything about it.
Yes, I follow you. I see what you mean. The gluts would be pushed in, and then you...
Yeah, you see, they'd put in the way they do, they'd put... Now, the mold, they call it now, and the little ones were called mallets. Mm-hmm. But the molds had a handle about this long, and they was made out of hard wood out of the timber, you know, on the farm. And a great big head about this way, and then the handle was cut off about as big as this, you know. And that was called the maul. And you'd put this iron wedge in to begin with, drive it in, and then you'd hit this iron wedge with the maul, and that would start the timber to split, you see. Then you'd put these wooden gluts, that's what they call them.
Mm-hmm.
And in there, you know, and strike them, keep on, and you can do that, put two or three in there, and that'd split the timber, you see.
All the way down,
mm-hmm. And then you'd turn it over and keep splitting it. You split up that hole, then it was good, nice, fine, round timber, you know, mm-hmm. And you could just cut down a tree, you know, and, oh, there's no telling how many rails they could make out of a,
mm-hmm.
out of ever, one tree.
Did you ever hear a fence like that called by any other name? Did you ever hear a rail fence called by any other name, or just always rail?
No, we always called it the rail fence.
Did you ever hear it called a snake fence?
Snake fence. No, I never did.
And
but the way they built them, you know, it was like kind of like a snake or crawling, you see.
Somebody told me they put the first rail that you laid down was called the snake, and you build up from there.
Well, now they call that the rail fence. The first rail was called the. I don't know what was it. They didn't call it the snake, though. No, that's been so long I forgot.
if you were in town and you had a wood fence around your lot here, what